You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
I don't know if that means he will resign or take another option that's provided under the Illinois Constitution where he can voluntarily recognize that there is a serious impediment to his ability to carry out his duties and therefore temporarily remove himself.
That was Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan talking about the embattled Illinois governor yesterday. Not long afterward, Rod Blagojevich's spokesperson said the governor has no intentions of resigning today. It's the latest chapter in the swirling scandal of the governor, and we are joined by Amanda Vinicky, a State House reporter for Illinois Public Radio, for a preview of today. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
So what's going on here? The attorney general says perhaps the governor has an announcement today. The governor says he's not resigning or has any other announcement today.
You know, we've heard rumors abound about this subject, and of course everybody is speculating. There have been a deluge of calls for the governor to resign that he so far has obviously not agreed to. And his spokesman, as you said, came out and said, no, definitely there is no resignation talk coming from him. You know, I've learned with this governor to make no predictions whatsoever. I feel like he probably doesn't even know at this point what he's going to do. It looks as if he's going to be switching attorneys. He met over the weekend with Ed Gensen, who has been the attorney for R. Kelly and Conrad Black. And so perhaps it will depend on legal advice from his new attorney. So at this point, who knows?
Well, then let's talk about what we do know, which is that today the Illinois legislators are going to be meeting in an emergency session. What are some of the options they have on the table?
You know, their first order of business and what they're actually scheduled to work on is a bill that would strip the governor of his sole authority to appoint a senator to fill Barack Obama's vacant seat. And they would do so by having a special election instead. So that's kind of the first order of business. However, because there are a lot of legislators who have problems with that, some people say it's great because, you know, it shows people who right now have no faith in government and just see Illinois corruption that, no, there will be a senator who was appointed by you, the people. But others say, no, this is way too expensive. It could cost upwards of $50 million. And we need a senator in quick right now instead of waiting until spring or for however many months this could take. So there's that order of business.
And then,
there's
clearly
the impeachment.
Right. But clearly on the special election, Democrats initially, or at least some Democrats, publicly endorsed the idea last week. But there's also some political considerations here, too, which is why some of them are now rethinking that idea, right?
Exactly. I think that there is that bent, and I don't think they would per se admit to it. But yeah, if right now, obviously, with what has gone on with Governor Blagojevich, he's not a popular guy, an 8% approval rating right now. And so Democrats are afraid that in a backlash, they may lose that seat that Barack Obama, a Democrat, has held.
I'd love to talk to those 8%, actually. I think we should book them on the show. But I think, you know, the question is, when you say some of the legislators are saying we need a senator now, they're saying we need a Democratic senator now. And if there was a way to get a new governor in place or a new Democratic appointment, you know, power in place, it wouldn't be a special election. It would just be a Democrat, period, the end. We'd just move on, right?
Correct. There, if the governor were to be out of office in any way, Illinois' lieutenant governor, Pat Quinn, would become governor. And he has said, you know, if that were to happen, I would go ahead and appoint somebody. He kind of backtracked a bit over the weekend and now says maybe what I would do would have a temporary appointment until a special election could take place. And you'll see that, I think, Pat Quinn is known as a populist and got a lot of flack for after having initially endorsed a special election and being this man who wants recall and always wants to go to the voters for all of a sudden when it would be him taking control and wanting to appoint this senator. So he kind of backtracked, and whether it's for political reasons or whether it's because it's earnestly what he believes that Illinois needs to be represented with two senators, I, as a reporter, I guess I won't decide.
Well, let's listen to what the lieutenant governor had to say yesterday on Meet the Press. Here's Pat Quinn.
Well, he's a bit isolated. I tried to talk to the governor, but the last time I spoke to him was in August of 2007. I think one of the problems is the governor did sort of seal himself off from all the statewide officials, Attorney General Madigan and myself and many others, and that's no way to govern. You have to be able to reach out and touch people and listen right. to their concerns.
I guess that goes to your point of him being a populist, but he hasn't talked to the governor in a year and a half.
No, I know. It's quite strange. And we would frequently ask Lieutenant Governor Quinn, who is fairly readily available to the press, unlike Governor Blagojevich, who has pretty much sealed himself off for quite some time from open-ended press questions and press comments. The Lieutenant Governor and Blagojevich have had a very terse relationship, and I think that's been some long time in coming. There are major personality differences, and they run as running mates in the general election, but not in the primary election. So you saw that when the governor was first elected, he kind of ended up with Quinn, and then in 2006, when he was already under indictment, or not under indictment, pardon me, under investigation, the governor ran again and was elected in 2006. He didn't bother to run anybody against Pat Quinn, but they haven't had a great relationship. I nonetheless think that what you've seen from both Quinn and a lot of other Democrats is that their ratcheting against Blagojevich has risen the more that Blagojevich has gotten weaker.
Okay, so it's week two in the scandal involving the governor in Illinois. Amanda Vinicky, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Amanda Vinicky is a State House reporter for Illinois Public Radio, WUIS.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.